Hi, I'm Pastor Brad, and today is Maundy Thursday. We know it as the day in the church year and in Holy Week, which was the last night that Jesus would actually live before his death on Good Friday. And so I'm blessed to be able to share this small, short devotion with you today. I wanted to talk about destiny. And destiny is one of those words which I know in myself, it just you dream up these big thoughts and you start to think about my destiny. And there are times in our lives where you see it, maybe in somebody else, but you see a destiny just coming to fruition, right? Maybe it's your favorite sports team and all of a sudden the season just goes right. And you're saying, man, it's just the destiny to win this year. It's gonna happen, and it just unfolds beautifully, you know. And maybe it's a vocation where have you ever seen somebody who's in sales? This is an example here, but someone who is just so gifted at it. They're passionate. They're honest, but they're passionate about what they're selling, and they're just so effective at relationships and that, and you realize like, man, they were just destined to be a salesperson for this product. It's really fascinating to see. And destiny maybe you're married and your story is one of destiny where a couple comes together and you might say, look, we're not perfect. But we're perfect together. Like we're perfect for each other, right? It's just like we're destined to be married to each other. We love destiny. We love stories of destiny. But Maundy Thursday really shows us. It's like the curtain just gets torn back and we're shown Jesus's destiny. He came to earth with a destiny, a purpose that would serve for him and him alone, the only one that could ever do this. And his destiny was to unite God with all of his people. Or another word of instead of unite might be to reconcile, meaning to take something that's broken and to fix it. And that's exactly what Jesus did with us. He took us, God wasn't broken, we were broken, but he reconciled the relationship between God and humanity. It was his destiny. And so it's interesting to think about destiny because sometimes destiny, it costs a lot. And regarding Jesus, just a few thoughts on this. Like the cost that Jesus paid to live out or to fulfill his destiny was significant. And if you just think about the four common areas in which this was too, relationally, the cost for Jesus to carry out his destiny was huge, right? He has his family, his mother, his brothers. There's friction there. You can tell in the gospel accounts that they thought he had maybe gone a little too far, become a little too big, and there was just some angst there. And it hurt him relationally. His 12, the 12, the disciples, you know, I mean, one ends up betraying him, another denying him, others just abandoning him. I mean, right? The whole saga there is just painful relationally. And if you think about all the other people, the Mary Magdalene, right? A lot of the women and the other followers. Remember this. On Palm Sunday, just a few days before, Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, and people are throwing down the palm branches, their cloaks. They're seeing him as the king who's going to deliver them from Rome, the Roman rule. And Jesus, like just relationally with them, like they have all these expectations they're putting on him, and it's not Jesus's destiny. That wasn't the destiny. His destiny is to reconcile God and humanity. So relationally, you just know it was painful. Emotionally, absolutely. Probably for me at least, best scene in the Garden of Eden. It's the scene where he's praying and he says to God, you know, oh, if it be your will, would you remove this cup of suffering from me? Like take it away. And he's like, not my will, but yours. Like there's so much emotional angst. In fact, in Luke, The account says that Jesus was so desperate, so intense, that he was sweating blood, which is a medical condition that I doubt any of us have ever experienced anything like that, like the extreme angst that he was going through emotionally. You know, physically, this one's probably given the most thought. We all tend to, what we do is we try to avoid all aspects of physical pain because we don't like it, right? But the torture he went through, the cross was not just symbolic. It was the cruelest capital punishment that that the Romans knew, and they studied this. You know, the way to inflict the maximum amount of pain on a person. So the physical pain was there, but for Jesus, without a doubt, the highest cost for him was the spiritual pain. And it happens on Good Friday. It happens when he's on the cross and he takes the weight of the world, the sin of the world. The Bible says he who knew no sin became sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God. And that means as he's hanging on the cross, sin is placed on him. And the Father in heaven, who Jesus has always had the best connection to and relationship to, would turn his back on his own son, the spiritual separation between God the Father and God the Son, Jesus, because Jesus carried the cross. When Jesus is on the cross and he's praying Psalm 22 and he says, my God, why have you forsaken me, right? There's a spiritual pain that Jesus has never felt before. He's experienced all the other pains, but the spiritual separation from the Father was the worst of it all. And yet Jesus chose to walk out his destiny powerful. On Maundy Thursday, so much happens in the Bible. From just a little synopsis here. This is the day that the Last Supper is instituted to celebrate the Passover. Jesus washes the disciples' feet. John 13 is filled with a lot of this. And Jesus, during that time, he actually teaches quite a bit. He says the high priestly prayer in John 17. And then he goes to the garden and he prays there. And all this while, you know, Jesus has to understand and know that his destiny is requiring each of these steps along the way. At this point, I want to ask you to pause the video and I want you to read, especially if you're in a group setting, read this out loud, take turns reading, but I want you to go to John chapter 18. There's 40 verses and I just want you to share and just read this together. It'll probably take like 5 minutes to read it slowly but out loud. So go ahead, pause your video now, please. All right. I'm gonna assume you're back now. And I just wanna end with this regarding Jesus. He was determined to walk out his destiny. That's Maundy Thursday. He was determined. And this is the thing, this isn't about you and this isn't about your destiny. It's all about Jesus. There's no take home points tonight. This is all about what Christ has done for you. And it's just to know that Jesus had a destiny and he, no matter what the cost, he said, you're worth it, and he went for it. I believe this shares a couple things and just reveals the heart of God so much for us, that Jesus would walk out this destiny. And the destiny reveals, one, how much the Father loves you and how much he willed and desired his son to reconcile himself to all of us. Like, the Father's will was that no matter the cost, and this was the highest cost God could pay, right, that his own son would die and suffer the way he did, but at all costs, that he would be able to reconcile God and humanity forever, right? It also reveals the dedication that Jesus had to fulfill that purpose, to fulfill that destiny. And above all, it's how much God loves you. God loves you so much. It's personal for him. This is not mechanic. This is not an obligation. This is God the Father saying, I love you, my people, and I will pay whatever it takes to make you right with me. Let's pray together. Almighty God, I thank you so much for Maundy Thursday. Thank you so much for the dedication to the destiny, Jesus, that you would walk out. You are good altogether. We love you, we bless you, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.